Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees.
WATIE.
Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.
It is 0 DCO, monitoring.
Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
E8VSI mobile. Well, good morning. What you up to?
Good morning. I'm just getting back down here. Yeehaw.
Getting back down. Oh, you're at your parents?
Yeah, just about. I'm just went by Dave's old house and heading to the subdivision where they live.
All right. I'm heading to the Useka Hamfest swap thingy. Just to run through there and see if they got anything good.
Okay, yeah, if I wasn't so tired, I'd do that too. It's a, what is it, down plane or something like that?
Yeah, somewhere on Jefferson, St. Clair Shore, somewhere around there. I got it in the nav.
Yeah, I don't need to spend any more money anyway. Pretty much got everything I think I need, so I know if I went there, I'd buy something that I didn't really need. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand, and hopefully I won't buy anything, but you never know. I don't need anything. I mean, I just can't think of anything I need, but you never know. There might be something that catches my attention or deal of a lifetime, that kind of thing. So, we'll give it a whirl.
Yep, I don't know if you've seen yesterday, they had a update for the Anytone to fix the satellite stuff. 3.04, D is in Delta. Mine had the volume showing up on the screen when you did it. You can shut that off in the CPS. You can't do it on the radio, but you can do it in the CPS under other. That was the only glitch I found. That would come on the screen and it would make the little radar thing showing where the space station was at disappear, and you'd have to hit up and down arrow to get it to come back. And then the other thing is you have to have it on a channel that's on higher turbo before you go into satellite mode, because that's where it picks the wattage. So that's why my pass on the space station, I didn't do very well, because I was on low watt.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. Well, good that you figured all that out, and at least the everything's accurate with it now, so that's cool. Yeah, that's one thing. If I saw an 878 with a good price, that I might buy it. It's about the only thing I can think of, but even then, I'm not sure. And do you know, I know there's a couple of, like, there's UV3 or some, there's all kind of models of that. What's the one that you want?
If you find one, go into that link that I put on, I think I put it in the Space Camp. Dave might have moved it to the digital or DMR area or something. But if you click the link for the update, it'll go through all the radios that you can put that firmware on that has the satellite. Mine's like a 878 with DV2 or something like that, you know, II. But, yeah, that link has all the ones that'll take that firmware, so... you could look at it that way if you do see one of them there. I thought you had one.
Now, a while back, Dakota sold his for a decent price, and I hemmed and hawed, and the next thing I know, it was gone. And then I'm like, I'm pretty happy with the Redivis ones, the 3DS or whatever the heck we got. That, you know, that does the job for me, but that 878 just seems like a little more robust, I guess. So if I found one for a good deal, I might be tempted. But I don't want to get one that wouldn't work with the satellite.
Yeah, I almost feel like the receipt was a little bit better on that one. I mean, for the price of that radio, it probably does have a better receiver in it. So, yeah, I'm curious. I had it on low power, and I haven't tried it yet on the high power. So I'm curious to see... the difference. It's even got a turbo, and I'm not sure what the turbo does, but it's probably more than 5 watts, so we'll see. I'll probably give it a try later on today. If I wake up in time for the passes, I should.
All right, yeah, generally for the price, well, it's got more features for sure, but yeah, you would think it would be a better overall receive and probably transmit too, who knows, but so I'll be looking for that and any other little trinkets. You know, who knows, if I could find a 710 for $300. But, yeah, something would have to really jump out at me.
Yep, yeah, I should have thought more about that. I still got that G90 that I don't really use. And I guess that's probably all I would sell is the G90. I should see if my buddy wants to buy that. That'd be a good reason. He gets his butt going and comes to some of the larks or something.
Yeah, as far as selling, the only thing I got is maybe a couple of handhelds, which I don't even know if it's worth the effort of trying to sell. Maybe someday somebody will need one and I'll just give it to them. And then that VGC that I was using for UHF, VHF, the one that hooks up to the tablet or Android or iPhone or whatever. That was cute. I liked it. It worked well, but the 9600 with DMR and the satellite stuff definitely took over.
Yep, that's the one I got in my truck. And that police officer's going awfully fast down 18 on Earth. I was going to say something else, too, and I forgot what it was. I'll remember.
So at this point, you're up all night, and you're going to go and get some sleep at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired again. I still got this cold or something, man. My voice is still like a frog. going on, I think, the third week. I don't know what the heck. I mean, I think it's just sinuses draining, but it's just, like, really weird. I don't feel sick, but I went to sleep. I fell asleep on the couch, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday. Well, not last night, but the night before. And then I, like, slept till, like, 6 a.m. on the couch, and then I got up and went to sleep and slept till 2. It's just, it's crazy, man. I don't know what this bug is, this cold.
Ah, well, your voice sounds okay, but 3 weeks, yeah, you got something going on. Hopefully you'll shake that soon. Your signal to the repeater kind of faded out on that last one, too.
Yeah, that's strange, because I've been sitting in the driveway now for about 5 minutes. Wondering why it would change.
Ah, yeah, it's just like you're in that one little bad 3-foot area or something. Are you on the Warren?
Yeah, I'm on the Warren. That was kind of weird. There was like somebody keyed up and it beeped, but there was nothing there.
Alright, yeah, I'm on the Warren too. That one sounded good though, so. Alright, very good. Well, I'm going to navigate and make my way down there and maybe stop and get something to eat. I think I'm going to be a little early.
Alright, that's funny. You said it sounded better. I literally pulled up toward the west, like 2 feet. That's hilarious. Alright, well, make sure you put pictures on the Telegram of all the stuff you buy. And I'll catch you later on today.
Yep, that traffic light's talking on the radio. It'll be all yucky. And then I'll move 2 feet, and it comes right in. So just, you know, those little spots. Alright, very good. Get some sleep, and we'll talk to you soon. KEA-PSI.
Alright, WATPT, clear.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Updated weather. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Zulu Bravo testing Echo Link.
Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Red flag warning. UHF hub disconnected. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Red flag warning. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. UHF hub connected to node 53696. Red flag warning.
W8NSV Mobile.
Red flag warning.
AZ8Z Mobile.
Red flag warning. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees.
WATAP.
Red flag warning. Red flag warning.
AZKKO. Where's the radio chair planning? That's the call sign.
Red flag. Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
Thank you.